Hi, my name is Yura Jessica Lee, and I am the host of The Millennials on Be Incandescent magazine. You can find us at beincandescent.com. I'm sitting here in the studio or the office, the playroom, with a special guest. His name is Alberto Francis. He is the president of Gamma Iota Sigma here at VCU. You want to introduce yourself a little bit, Alberto?
Sure. Yeah. So like EJ said, I'm Alberto Francis. I've gone to VCU all 4 years. I started here and I'm about to graduate this May. I'm the president of Gamma Iota Sigma, the professional risk management, insurance, and actuarial science fraternity in the business school. And I'm glad to start with Liberty Mutual in June doing an underwriting training internship.
Okay,
so job. That's a full-time job, not an internship.
That's a big thing. Right. You're actually getting paid this time. So the reason why we have Alberto on the show today is because the millennials are speaking about money, a big issue that revolves around the entire world. So we also have another intern on the table. Her name is Juliana, and if you guys remember her from the last show, if you want to say hi.
Hi.
Okay. That was good enough. Okay, so let's jump right in. I guess the first thing that I wanted to say about money was, let's take it back a little bit. I guess it all starts off with our childhoods, correct? And what I remember about money is I do remember being a very money-saving little kid. I used to have this photo album, like one of the ones that you buy from Costco that are all grand and like fancy looking. Mm-hmm. And I would flip through like the way back and put the money in the photo slots.
Oh, okay.
So I would have like a ball of money, like $800 in the back of the photo album.
When you were a little kid.
Yeah, when I was like up
I
until
not have those habits whatsoever.
The reason I had so much money was because in Korean tradition, every New Year's you bow to every one of your aunts and uncles and they give you like $20 or $40. So the older you get, the more money you build. And so it was always a tradition to love New Year's so much because you just go to your uncle's house, you do some karaoke, you bow to all of your aunts and uncles, and you get money.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. And nice. So I would always have at least, you know, $800 in my photo album.
Savings account.
Savings. Yeah, my AKA savings account when it was really just my Costco photo album. And I would write on the side where you're allowed to write a caption or something, I would just write, you know, plus $40 today from, you know, doing the dishes, or I wouldn't get $40 for doing the dishes, but
that's insane.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I never got any type of allowance. I was always so jealous of the friends that I had that did get allowances. And I remember since I was in that position, I never had that much money. Somehow when I was in like first and second grade, I started betting with my friends. I'd like do something stupid for his allowance. So I'd like jump into like a dirty creek or something for $20, let's say. That actually happened. And that's how I started making money when I was younger. And then I moved on to like stuff around the neighborhood, like mowing lawns and stuff, but never got paid for doing chores or anything like that.
Yeah, my parents were similar. We never got paid for doing chores. The way that my brother and I would kind of get away with saving money is we would get an allowance for lunch at school and snacks and things like that. So I was just very careful as to what I would get. I usually would pack myself a little lunch at home, like bring snacks from home, and then at school I wouldn't buy a full lunch, just a couple things to snack on. So then that's how I would save money. But I did get a job, like I think you had to be 15 and a half or something like that to be able to get a job. On my, like the day I could get a job, I went and applied for jobs. My first job was, I was a hostess at a Glory Days in Burke.
Oh, wow. Who hasn't had that job? If you're from Nova, then you've definitely worked at Glory Days. One of the questions that I actually have for all of us is when we were little and we thought about saving money or like, you know, kind of scamming our parents for money, what did we want this money for? You know what I'm saying? I can't even remember what I wanted the money for.
I think for me, it was always that next toy that my mom was going to shut me down for. Like, if we were at, like, does anybody still go to Toys R Us? Is that a thing? Like, if we were at Toys R Us and I see, like, the biggest super soaker and I know my mom's going to say no because it's, like, $80, then I just whip out my money that I have.
I think, yeah, kind of the same. My parents were always, I always knew I could get my parents to buy me something. If I was like, Mom, I want this, you know, $40 pairs of pants. I'll pay for half of it. Then she'd be like, okay, yeah,
oh, right.
I'll buy you the pants. Yeah. You know, you're paying for half of it. Mm-hmm. So it was always kind of, Mom, can I have this? I have this money to put towards it. And then she'd kind of, my parents were like, all right, well, you obviously had to have done something to work towards this money. We'll help you out and we'll spot you the rest.
Mm-hmm. That was probably the same with my mom, too. I feel like if your parents know, well, you know, you can cover it a little bit, they'll give you the credit and buy you the jeans or the super soaker, whatever.
I've definitely done that, too.
I want to know why you actually got into business and what made you jump into the becoming president of Gamma Iota Sigma.
Well, I remember when I went to the VCU open house just after I graduated high school, I actually, because they split you up after they gave you the general overview of VCU and the establishment, they split you up per business and which major you're interested in. And I went to the mechanical engineering show, and that scared me away from mechanical engineering because they had these crazy high expectations, and I really didn't know what I was in for. And I kind of just fell into the business school. It sounded like something sound that I'd be able to get a degree and get a job out of after I graduate.
And when you're in VCU and you're taking all these classes, are you taking a lot of finance classes, or what kind of classes are you mainly taking that would actually, that helped you improve your money management?
Well, the first 2 years, again, there are a lot of general education courses. It's a lot of random general knowledge, but also you have like your maths have business applications in them also. So like statistics, it's not just statistics, it's a business statistics. So you learn about the future value of or the present value of future cash flows, that kind of stuff, which helps you with managing your money. And also there's a lot of like you learn about different events that some organizations like my own and other ones put on around the business school, where they'll have a speaker come in and talk about things like personal finance, which I found really helps, and like resume workshops, that kind of stuff.
What kind of speakers would you feel like help to clear your mind more about ways that you can spend money? Because I know that you guys, the business school, gets so many different types of speakers, but what kind of speakers do you feel like have the best insight on ways to manage money, you know, whether they're like a finance guy or whether they're like the CEO of a company or just, you know, even a media relations person that has to deal with the money flow.
Right. Well, we've had somebody come in from the Virginia Credit Union, and they actually have a really good program that works towards educating their members on personal finance and budgeting. So they have people on payroll that are trained in that area that put on really good presentations that are helpful for college students like us.
Oh, wow. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Me either.
I do have a question for you, though. I recently graduated, so I've kind of jumped into the whole managing my own money and not having that security blanket anymore, and, you know, having to pay bills, things on time, everything. So what are some tips that you have for ways to save money more effectively? I stopped eating out completely, and it's amazing how much money you save when you stop eating out.
Same. That's a game changer. And how much weight you lose.
Seriously. So things like that, like don't eat out, but else? Other tips that
I'm sure you guys have seen those posters and stickers all over Richmond that say eat at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're up there, but it's definitely a good idea to eat at home more, cook at home. You save a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure.
Go Kroger brand on things that you think... I'm kind of on both sides with that. Some things I'll go Kroger brand for, and it's a lot cheaper and like the same product. And my roommate just got onto the Dollar Tree bandwagon. And so you can get stuff that's similar quality to the price to higher. So to somewhere where you get it for higher prices at places like the Dollar Tree, or if you go Kroger brand. So that's for groceries. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, simple things like turn your lights off if you're not in the room, or if you're not using it.
What about for budgeting? Do you have any tips for how to budget effectively?
Yeah, they have apps on the iPhone. Like one of them is Ace Budget 2.0, I believe. And it's like a dollar. It's really cheap. And you have an area to put in your income and put in how much money per month you'd like to allocate to, let's say, groceries or gasoline or whatever hobby you have, how much money you're putting towards that, which is really useful, but you have to really keep up with it because every dollar you spend, you have to input it in there. But yeah, definitely not eating out is a really good way to save money. I don't do that myself. I think that says a lot to the way I was raised. My parents were, or my dad at least, was really frugal and always pinched his pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that does have a lot to do with how our parents raised us too. Because my mom, sometimes she'll tell me, like, why are you spending so much money? Like, save money. And then other times she'll be like, don't save money. You're so young. You don't need to spend money. Like, have fun while you have, you know, while you're still young. So I'm kind of like, I don't know which way to go. And I feel like one thing that I wanted to mention was that before, when I said maybe like my whole life, whenever I said I was broke, I didn't really mean it. It just meant that I was spending too much money. And that was my way of saving money, kind of telling myself I'm broke. You know, so then I would stop there and not go out with my friends or something like that. But this time when I say I'm broke, I really mean it. I really mean it. And I've never actually meant it before. So now I feel like it's the great time to ask Alberto, ask higher people, you know, what ways can we, I guess prioritizing is one of the, how do you prioritize when it comes to what types of things you allow yourself to spend on?
Well, first, it's the necessities. Food, you have to pay your bills. And also, you have to save money, too. Like you said, that you just graduated. When you have your direct deposit through your employer, if you have direct deposit, you can allocate a certain percentage to go directly to your savings. So it's gone. It's in your savings, and it's accumulating interest. And whatever you need for your bills, and you should have a general idea after a couple months of having graduated how much you're going to spend every month. And that's how much you'll have in your checking and kind of fun money.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you know anything about the difference in taking out loans, like private loans, and taking out loans from financial aid? You know, like, which I've heard that, I mean, definitely taking out private loans accumulate way more interest than taking out financial aid loans. But I'm kind of wondering, a lot of students are feeling the need to anyways take out private loans. Would we rather, you know, would you give the advice to someone, hey, you can take the semester off and work? Or would you tell them, you know, maybe you should take out a private loan?
I haven't had any experience personally with loans. And I'm pretty sure that there's some, I don't know the name of it, that defer payment until after you graduate, and it doesn't build interest or anything. So they have that going for students. I actually just gave a friend of mine advice who was thinking about taking a semester off and working. I told him to go for it because he has a steady job, and if he does take it off, he will be able to work 40 hours a week and get a lot of money through that. So I think it really depends on how rushed you are to get out of school, and you really don't want to take on a loan that you don't think you're going to be able to pay off. And definitely, if you do, make those payments on time.
Are a lot of your brothers, or your fraternity is both co-ed, right? There's boys and girls. Right. Are all of your brothers and sisters, do they mainly have jobs and, you know, contracts set up for after they graduate?
Yeah. So what originally got me into the organization is I was in one of my classes, and the president 2 years before me was giving a recruiting pitch, and he was talking about job opportunities, scholarships, travel to conferences, and among that was their job placement rate was really close to 100% before graduation, if not at 100% for the graduating seniors. And I'd say it's still pretty close to 100% today. I accepted a job in November for this June. So as a senior, I mean, I think that's the goal for a lot of people going to university, and I know a lot of people in my organization who are graduating this spring who have already accepted jobs. So definitely getting involved in anything, no matter what your major is, getting involved outside of just regular day-to-day classes is a really good way to get yourself to stand out and get a job.
It's all about connections.
It is.
Who you know rather than what you know.
So seriously.
They say. Another question is, Does your fraternity encourage you guys to start thinking about retirement?
Not necessarily my fraternity, but again, just through being exposed to different talks and stuff in the business school from the different speakers that come in, that's something that is talked about enough to where you understand that you should have some sort of retirement fund. It's never too early to save. An example is a Roth IRA that you can open up with your bank, and you just put money into it every year. I think, like I was saying, you can allocate some money from your direct deposit to your savings and some to your checking. And I think a good way to set yourself up for retiring is putting money into investment vehicles such as a Roth IRA that accumulates over time. So by the time that you retire, you'll have a really nice blanket.
Mm. And how early do you think we should start thinking about retirement? I don't even know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. And
I don't even know what my career is going to be. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to be retiring from.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, so how early is good?
I don't think it's ever too early to start thinking about retirement. Although it seems like it's so distant. And, you know, the retirement age keeps getting pushed back because, I don't know, people are working until they're 65, 70 and onwards. So you really don't know when you're going to retire, but it's still good to start early, like I said, through any of those investment vehicles. Like, namely, what I just opened up and my dad helped me out is a Roth IRA, and I definitely recommend talking to a financial advisor or somebody at your local bank to set you up with that, especially if you have the extra money to put into that, because I know a lot of us college students are still paying off loans and, mm-hmm. and you're getting your first job and you're still learning how to budget and all that. But after you get comfortable with once you figure out, you know, you get this salary and you have these bills to pay and you can have a little bit of fun money on the side. Once you figure out what you have left over, then you could split up what you're going to put in your savings and what you're going to put in that investment vehicle.
Mm-hmm. A Roth RIA?
Roth IRA.
Roth IRA. And that's like is it a plan or?
So pretty much you put money into it and it has several securities that it's invested to and index funds and that kind of stuff. So that, you can't take your money out until I think you're 55 and a half.
So you can't touch it?
Right. I mean, you can, but there will be a penalty.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I struggle with. I put money into my savings account, and then when I run out of money in my checking, I'm like, well, it's so easy to just transfer it on this phone on my app.
Same. Wait, do you get fined for transferring from your savings to your checkings?
I think it depends on your bank.
Yeah, it depends on your bank. I know with mine, I can only withdraw from my savings, I want to say like 3, maybe 5 times a month.
Mm-hmm. Mine's the same. It has a limit of how many times a month
you can do. Okay, that's mine too. 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's also something that is hard to, I'm struggling with, you know, putting everything into your savings account and then transferring it back into your checkings account. What's the point of a savings account anyways?
Right.
But how would you say is a good way to stay off of your savings account?
I think just once you graduate, I know we keep talking about that because I think that's when you can really figure out how much money you're going to be making and how much you need to spend and how much you can save, because you don't want to put money into your savings account and then have to tap into it because you don't have enough for other expenses.
Yeah. Well, it's usually not other expenses. It's something I don't need.
Yeah.
A new pair of shoes, you know, stuff like that.
Well, you have
that.
To treat yourself every once in a while, you know. Like you just said, we're still young. we tend to be riskier with our investments and stuff. And,
exactly. And,
you have time to make that back.
Yeah. We're still young, but how long can we say that for, you know? what's the age cutoff until we can keep saying, I'm still young, I can spend money?
I'd say 25, 27.
25 when we join the Quarters Club.
Right.
The Quarters Club.
And then we can stop, you know, then we'll have to lay off spending the quarters when we join the Quarters Club. Do you have any last questions, Juliana, for Alberto before he gets out of here?
No, that was really interesting. Had no idea, honestly, about Roth RAs or anything like that.
Me
either. Yeah, definitely after we're done with this, whoever's listening, go
look up Roth IRA.
Yeah, that's just one example. But that's one of the more popular ones in terms of saving for retirement.
Yeah.
I've never even thought about retirement, honestly. It has not crossed my mind.
Because you're putting that money towards traveling, which isn't bad either.
Yeah, I'm putting it towards, I don't know even what I'm putting it towards, you know. You save money and you're kind of like, what am I saving it for? Like, what do I want to do with this?
A down payment on the house? You never know.
See, I need pay to off think loans. Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that far ahead.
Okay, well, congratulations on the contract with Liberty Mutual. So you'll be around Richmond for the next year?
Yeah, I'll be around for the foreseeable future. I mean, I'm going to start my career there and see where it takes me. I mean, they're a great company. So it's just 20 minutes away from a VCU campus, and it's against traffic, so I couldn't be happier.
And they have Liberty Mutual. Is it worldwide or nationwide? So
Worldwide.
So yeah. You could be in Hong Kong by the next time we talk to you.
Hopefully. That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. Yeah. And we would see YouTube videos of you skating and saving money at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can do some networking while I'm out in Europe after I graduate and see what doors that can open up for me in Spain or somewhere.
Where are you going again?
I'm starting in Paris, then going to Amsterdam, Berlin, Stuttgart, Madrid, and ending in Barcelona.
That's an awesome
trip. Wow. Yeah. Did you save money for that?
How
did you save money for that?
I'm lucky to have parents that give me the graduation gift, and I like to think it's almost a repayment for some of the scholarships that I've gotten to help them out, because they're paying for my college also. So, and I'm really happy. I'm going with five other friends, so it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot
of fun. It's going to be a movie.
You guys can meet us out there.
Oh yeah, he asked me to go, but I was like, need to save money. But thank you again for listening. This is Yura Jessica Lee, and we have Juliana Rodriguez and Alberto Francis. If you guys want to say goodbye or thank you or any last words.
No, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Hopefully this helps y'all out, college students saving money. Good luck.
For sure, we need that luck. We need to start listening to Alberto and the Roth IRAs, right?
Yeah, Google
that's what
that.
It's called. Roth IRAs, Google that. Be sure to check out the next April Millenniums column on beatincandescent.com. And thank you for joining us.